Good morning, I'm Brent Kayeski.
And I'm Jacob Zittrich. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The school year is winding down fast, especially for the seniors here at Bishop Garrigan. Many of them are having their graduation receptions this weekend, and next week the seniors have just 3 more days of classes and then final tests. The baccalaureate mass for the class of 2008 is scheduled for next Wednesday night, May 7th at 7 p.m. Graduation will be 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 11th.
This morning, more than a third of all Garrigan students are over in Emmicksburg. They're competing in the large group state music competition. Garrigan has 3 groups competing: the concert band, the a cappella choir, and the treble choir. Each group will perform a combination of required and selected music, and they will be judged both on their musical ability and their showmanship. The band is performing right about now in the Emmicksburg High School Gymnasium, while choirs will perform later this morning in the middle school auditorium. Good luck to all the Garrigan musicians.
We had 2 special events at school this past week. The first was Go the Distance Day. On Wednesday morning, everybody in the school, student and teachers alike, participated in a half-hour of sustained physical activity. The majority spent the time walking around the track, while others enjoyed playing Ultimate Frisbee or working on their hula hoop skills. The goal of the statewide program is to make people aware of the benefits of healthy lifestyles, and we're pleased to have 100% participation here at Garrigan.
Thursday was Grandparents' Day at both Garrigan and Seton. Once a year, we invite our grandparents, as well as some of the other senior citizens that we sort of adopt, to join us here at school. At Garrigan, we have lunch with our grandparents and give them a brief tour of the school, while the younger kids invite their grandparents to the weekly mass at Seton.
Last Monday, we voted for the 2008-2009 Student Council Officers. 4 groups of candidates were running, and voted was fairly close among all the different candidates. When everything was counted, though, the winners were 2 longtime student council members. Next year's student body of co-presidents will be Megan Hilbert and Joe Straub. We voted for class presidents on Friday, and next Monday we'll elect class representatives. We'll give you the rest of the election results on the next week's show.
Last week, the Quiz Bowl team competed in the Spring Knowledge Master. For this event, the group gets together in the computer lab and answers 200 challenging trivia questions that are stored on a CD-ROM. At the same time, the top students at more than 1,000 schools from all over the country are answering the same questions, so we can compare our scores to those nationwide. This year, Garrigan did pretty well, finishing in the top half of the nation at number 562 overall. We had the best score among Iowa schools under 200 students, and even did better than Class 4A Davenport West. Congratulations to the Quiz Bowl team.
The Garrigan website keeps growing and growing. Recent additions include large group picture sections on Stewardship Day and Go the Distance Day, plus a memorial on Seton teacher Chuck Stillman. There's also information on all the events and activities, as well as what's going on in our classes. Students in the specialized technology topics create all those pages on the website, which you can check out at garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Megan Tilges, Brittany Stone, and Abby Gregg. Here to tell you about them is Vince Cruz.
Megan Tilges is one of the senior choir members who was honored for 4 years of dedication at last week's spring music concert. When she is not at Garrigan, you might see her working at the Chrome Country Inn. She'll be studying at Iowa Lakes next fall, and we wish her all the best. Abby Gregg's biggest activity is football cheerleading. In the past, she was out for golf and volleyball, and when she is away from school, she keeps busy working at Fairway. She wants to major in apparel merchandising in college. Good luck, Abby. Brittany Stone lettered in cheerleading and is a dance squad manager. She works as a nurse's aide at the Good Samaritan Center and also enjoys babysitting. Next year, she plans to major in nursing at Iowa Lakes. We wish her all the very best of luck.
Thanks, Vince. On our Golden Bear calendar this morning, there's the large group music contest in Emmicksburg. The girls' golf team is at Spencer, and the boys' golf team is at Hampton today.
This afternoon, the cheerleaders are holding a car wash. You can go to Dalgona Marine and Sport from 12 to 4 today and get your car looking like new.
Monday is Cinco de Mayo. We'll elect student council representatives that day. The conference golf tournaments are also that day, with the girls at Eagle Grove and the boys at Hampton. Monday night, softball practice starts, and there's a boys' track meet at Eagle Grove.
Wednesday morning, there's graduation practice for the seniors. Baccalaureate Mass is Wednesday night at 7. Thursday and Friday, the seniors will take final exams. And Friday night, there's a boys' sectional golf at Lake Mills.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.